Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. Beautiful evening outside, sunny, although 50 degrees. It seems like just a couple weeks ago it was 70 degrees and sunny, but we're going to get down to 39 tonight. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, America's K-12 education when it comes to math and science is not very good. President Obama says we need to change that, and an MSU professor testifying in front of a U.S. congressional subcommittee on the matter last week. She'll join me to talk about the problem. And growing up in an underprivileged neighborhood causes all kinds of problems for young people, including a reduced likelihood of graduating from high school. A new University of Michigan study investigating the issue and finding that there are some racial differences. We'll find out what they are. But first, these are some tough times for municipalities in Michigan, but they may be getting tougher soon as Lansing lawmakers are proposing cutting the personal property tax for businesses. To talk about the impact that a cut like this could have and all the other changes faced by the state's local governments, I'm joined by Eric Lufer. He's the Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan and Independent Government Watchdog. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you know, it seems like cutting the property tax for businesses is a part of the overall plan to reduce the burden on the job creators so they can come to Michigan and create some jobs for us. Although, is it even conceivable that lawmakers would cut this tax without establishing another revenue source to replace the funds the tax now brings to municipalities?
Well, we've had things that in the recent past that we didn't think were conceivable pulled off. So I think at this point, anything is conceivable. For local governments, it's hard for them to conceive of it happening without replacement. They really are short on revenues now, so taking away more would really put them under the gun.
We've already seen cuts to the revenue sharing funds that municipalities are receiving. So give me a sense of the impact of cutting the personal property tax on businesses compared to this the revenue sharing fund cuts we've already seen.
Well, the state revenue sharing, there's two kinds of it. Constitutional is distributed on a per capita basis, and that hasn't been hurt. The statutory revenue sharing has gone from $900 million in 2001 down to $200 million in the fiscal year that just started. That has affected all the local governments, some more than others, but all local governments have been hurt by that. Not all local governments have personal property within their jurisdiction. It's mostly the cities and urban areas that have commercial and industrial centers that are likely to have personal property. So taking away personal property is going to hurt the urban centers more than the rural areas of the state.
Percentage-wise, what kind of cut to their budget would they likely face with this tax going away?
Well, you have some places like some of the downriver communities, Ecorse and River Rouge, where it constitutes about half of their tax base. For the average municipality, it's more in the 10 to 20% of the personal of the property tax base. Property taxes being only part of where they get their revenues from.
Are there any conceivable replacements, anything that comes to mind as something that would function fairly well as a replacement for this tax?
Well, when other states have cut personal property taxes, or even when you look at Michigan's history, when it's provided property tax relief with the inventory or intangibles tax breaks that have come, they've replaced it with other business taxes. Clearly, that's not what the Lansing policymakers have in mind. They're looking to provide tax relief for businesses. So I think the only alternative then is to put more taxes on individuals, shift more of the burden to individuals. That could come with sales taxes, with income taxes, different things of that nature.
Now, it's no secret that revenues are drying up for both the state and local municipalities. Here in Lansing, for example, we even had a millage that was made available to the voters to save police and fire jobs. That was rejected. Are we ultimately now looking at the next several years at municipalities then being forced to make further cuts to specifically their police and fire departments?
I think we are. Local governments have gone for 10 years now, cutting their budgets, trying to make ends meet. They've cut all the fat that they can, and we're down to the bone now. And when you have the typical urban area, a typical city like Lansing, public safety is about half of their budget. So it's hard to keep the budget balanced without affecting public safety. That means fewer firefighters responding to fires, and that means fewer police officers out on the streets for our protection.
I'm talking to Eric Lufer, Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Eric, officials at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy say that many municipalities instituted overly generous retirement plans and health care packages for their workers, and with all the issues we're facing statewide and locally, they now will need to adjust those things. Isn't that a good point? Isn't that one area where some real cuts can be made?
Well, absolutely. The legacy costs that local governments face with pensions and with health care costs that have been promised to their former employees, they definitely have to be adjusted. A lot of local governments now are moving from defined benefit plans into defined contributions. Those would be the 401k type or the IRA type plans. And they're cutting back on the health care promises for their workers. So they're in the process of doing that. We know that local governments, when they got into this mess, they were competing for workers in the same market that Ford and Chrysler and GM were trying to draw in workers, and they were making the same promises with HEP pensions and with health care. So it was the market that dictated it, and local governments had to compete for the workers. Mm-hmm. And now we've seen GM and Chrysler go through bankruptcy, and we see local governments trying to make the same adjustments.
Well, talking about bankruptcy, the state Supreme Court is still set to rule on the new emergency financial manager law, which is meant to address a bankruptcy of a municipality. Supporters do say this is just a last resort, that the state would do everything it can to avoid bringing a financial manager in. So I guess I wonder, don't municipalities have every opportunity to avoid this emergency manager coming in by resolving their financial challenges on their own, which may in fact mean some difficult cuts?
Yeah, the only local governments that we've seen this law applied to, and this is just a revision of laws that have been on the books for 20-plus years now, are the local governments that have been mismanaged and haven't been able to handle their own affairs. There's been other local governments that have had to deal with deep cuts, but they've made the hardest decisions to reduce expenditures to meet available revenues, or have been able to convince their voters to levy more taxes to provide the services they depend on. So local governments have all the means available to them to stay solvent and mm-hmm. to avoid going under Public Act 4. But the state has to make sure that all its local governments are solvent for the interest of everyone in this state.
Well, look, some people have predicted that all these cuts are going to lead to hundreds of potential bankruptcies for these municipalities. Do you think that's overstated?
Yeah, a statement like that assumes that local governments don't have the political will to make hard decisions. And I think for most, 98% of them or something, the local governments do have that political will, and it's not easy, it's not fun, but that's the job they were hired to do or they were elected to do. Mm-hmm. So they are making those hard decisions, and they will be solvent at the end of the day.
Are we going to see municipalities facing smaller and smaller budgets for the next 2 to 3 years in front of us here?
The current projections are for another 2 to 4 years of reducing property tax bases for most of the urban areas in the state. So we're looking at more years of cutting, and that's those projections were made before there was any thought of a double dip recession. So something like that could even push those projections out further.
I see. So certainly, well, more tough times ahead, and we've yet to see how this personal property tax issue will shake out here in Lansing. Eric Lufer, Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
All right. Thanks for having me.